Back in 2000, the ballots of Florida service members serving overseas were a big point of controversy in the famous tussle over Bush versus Gore. Now, 16 years later, not much has changed. Those serving overseas still have to vote absentee, mostly through international mail. In our series Off the Base, WSS Bobby O'Brien reports that a handful of states are experimenting with a more modern electronic ballot return.
Whether you're stationed in a remote forward operating base in the mountains of Afghanistan, on a ship, or at Ramstein Air Base in southwestern Germany, if you're active duty military and want to vote, it can be a complex process. So the Department of Defense created the Federal Voting Assistance Program to simplify access. But Director Matt Bomer says many are still frustrated with the process.
One of the things that our active duty military told us was the fact that 67% of them weren't confident that their ballot was counted. And certainly that 67% number gets people's attention, and it certainly got my attention.
It also revealed what Bomer says is a myth held by many in the military, that absentee ballots are only counted in close elections.
Our messaging to our active duty military is your vote does count. It's not just in close elections. Our message to our local election officials is our military members are wondering whether or not you've received their ballot.
All states are required to provide overseas voters an electronic ballot. All 50 do so by email and online. Most offer fax ballots, and paper ballots can still be requested. But returning a voted ballot is where it gets tricky. 18 states require ballots to be returned by mail. The other 32 allow some form of electronic return, but it varies widely. For instance, Florida accepts overseas ballots only by mail or fax.
If you're in a forward operating base in the middle of the mountains in Afghanistan, there's no option to fax, and you're not going to have a scanner. You're not going to have these devices.
U.S. Army veteran Diego Echeverry served in Afghanistan from 2003 to 2004. He's now Florida director of the advocacy group Concerned Veterans for America. Dan Caldwell is their vice president for communications and policy and an Iraq War veteran. He says their generation expects the ease of electronic voting.
If troops can Skype overseas in most locations now with their family members, then they should be able to find a way to securely and secretly vote. And I think that it can work. I think we have the technology to do it. It just requires some government bureaucrats to get off their butts and actually do it.
But it's not just bureaucrats. State lawmakers decide their own election rules. Wendy Underhill with the National Conference of State Legislatures says it's a balancing act between giving voters the convenience of online access versus protecting the integrity of their ballot.
We've got legislators who are very interested in meeting the needs of military members, and they are younger. They are used to using electronic interactions for every single thing in their life. And so there is that push against the security.
Four states do provide online voting to limited groups, like military personnel in combat zones. Alaska is the first state to allow everyone to vote online. Yet Underhill says the Alaska process is not all that simple.
Not only do they cast their ballot online, they have to print out a voter identification certificate and something else and get it signed by themselves and a couple of witnesses and then scan that back in and send it to. So it's not that it's an easy process.
A 2014 Federal Voting Assistance Program survey found 56% of active duty military think the procedure to even get an absentee ballot is too complicated and confusing. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.